The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. It's Thursday, July 19th, and we've got two topics today. Maplewood Barn telling us about a show that's opening next week, and also Missouri Cures. Let's start, first of all, with Margaret Tollerton. Welcome to Radio Friends.
Thank you, Paul.
She came in today and she said, I can talk about all kinds of things. I can talk about new breakthroughs or events that we have coming up. Let's talk about, let's mention first of all the breakthrough.
Well, I'm excited, thank you, Paul, to share with your audiences the latest breakthrough about sickle cell disease. And first, I
sickle
read
cell
about
anemia.
Sickle cell anemia, right.
Okay.
So it's a blood disease. Primarily, it affects minorities. And in Chicago, they have a lady that came out in the clips, you know, that in the newspaper clippings that I get every day from. Regarding scientific and medical breakthroughs around the world. So Chicago seemed to be the first, and a woman, a full-grown adult, was cured of sickle cell disease.
Cured.
You can go on our website, MissouriCures.org. I list the breakthroughs in our news department, and that article is on our website. And then recently, I think it was like last week, a child in St. Louis has a testimonial about how she was cured of sickle cell anemia through bone marrow transplantation. So hopefully, I just get so excited because it's those breakthroughs that need to get out so people who suffer from these conditions and ailments and diseases know to have hope.
Mm-hmm.
And because
that's exactly
if it happens with one, you know, hopefully we're going to see the day that it will be widespread, mainstream
right.
treatment.
Right. And that all ties into some of the events that you
yes,
have.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Nice the way we kind of
that
segue
was
into
really
that.
Good,
ties
Paul.
Ties into events that you have coming up so people can be educated on it.
Right. And some of those events, they start this fall. In September, we're having an expert about Alzheimer's and the role that stem cells play in Alzheimer's research and treatment. We're also having Mike Nichols from MU, the Vice President of Research and Economic Development, is joining up with a gentleman, Scott Hawley from Stowers Institute, to talk about research and how research and training for Missouri's next generation of leaders impacts economic development.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we like to promote that Missouri is pro-science, pro-research, especially because not only helping improve the quality of life for Missourians, but also for improving the economic development
mm-hmm.
For Missouri. And then we're having Mark Kirk, who is a professor at MU, is traveling down to Springfield to give a talk about stem cells. And then Dawn Cornelison is going up to Kirksville to give a talk about, she specializes in testing the potential for using stem cells to treat muscle-related diseases like Duchenne muscular dystrophy mm-hmm. and things like that.
So. You know, it's a controversial subject. No matter how you feel about it, it's difficult to dispute that progress has been made and it is helping people. But it's something that you have to decide for yourself. Each individual
Amen.
Person has to decide for yourself. The best thing to do is go to this website and check it out and look at some of the breakthroughs that have occurred because of the research that's being done.
Right. And hopefully, you know, I, as outreach director for the state, I travel around the state speaking to different groups, civic, school, classes, you know, you name it, church
right.
groups and stuff. And the more education you have,
the better
it is. Before you need it.
Yes, exactly.
Because, you know, my grandchildren, soon to be, may have to make decisions regarding my health. So
the website, what is it real quick?
MissouriCures.org.
MissouriCures.org. Margaret Tollerton, thank you so much. I know you could go on and on and on.
Thank you, Paul.
But I've got another guest over here. Ali Cassio, welcome.
Yes.
Welcome to Radio Friend,
Thank you,
Ali.
Paul.
Maplewood Born Community Theater, and we want to tell about a program, the show that you have coming up next week, right?
Yes, I am actually the director. I'm a board member, but I'm also a director. This season is my directorial debut.
Well, good luck.
Thank you very much. I'm excited. My cast is, too. So we have Hamlet, William Shakespeare's Hamlet, coming up. Every year we do a Shakespeare play.
And this is Hamlet.
This is Hamlet this year. So came in with my, you know, came in ready to work. This is a big one to tackle, I think, for first time. But I'm excited.
So how many people are in Hamlet?
There are 15 actors from around of varying ages. We have, I'm sorry?
Well, I was going to say, as a director, do you have to be very familiar with Hamlet then, right?
Well, yes. You're going to test me, I can tell.
No, but. No, I'm not. But how much research did you have to do before you start directing this?
Oh, man. I feel like for the past year, it's been, you know, there's other things that go on in life, but it feels like I've been working and I still haven't gotten enough to really feel like I've mastered it. There's so much out there, almost too much out there as far as resources go to look into, and so many people have done it before. We were looking at John Barton and, you know, Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen are Shakespearean actors, and they've all played these roles, and you can look to them for guidance, and there's just so many opinions out there, and it's like, how do you make it different?
So how is yours going to be different?
How is mine going to be
different? How is yours going to stand out from the back?
That is definitely the challenge. We're trying to keep it tight. We're trying to, because that's the, with Shakespeare, either audience members leave going, what just happened, or you really want to try and communicate it. So we're trying to, we're keeping it traditional, and we're focusing on, you know, just having quick scene changes, keeping the action to display what's also going on, and really having the actors understand what they're saying so that the audience doesn't have to work so hard, maybe. Mm-hmm. So whenever we say what's going to be different about it, that's a hard question.
You have to go and find out.
You'll have to come
and go and watch the production.
Find out. That's right.
It opens when?
It's going to open on July 26th, next week. It'll
run. Is
that
a Thursday?
That's Thursday. Thursday through Sunday. So 26th through 29th, and then the following weekend, August 2nd through the 5th. That's Thursday through Sunday again, 8 p.m.
Okay.
And tickets are $7 at the door. You can buy them online or at the door.
Okay. Or at the gate.
At the window.
Right.
Bring your lawn chair and a picnic and come on out.
And a blanket and just enjoy yourself with the great outdoors.
That's right.
All right. Ali, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you,
and
Paul.
I wish you the very best. I hope you break both legs doing
this.
Oh,
thank you so much.
You know what I
much,
mean,
yes.
Right?
We'll cross our fingers for that one.
Okay. Best of luck with it. So next Thursday, opening up. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, David Newman is with us. So I want to remind you, our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Bowser. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.